I give you a warm welcome to this midweek meeting. May the Lord richly bless you as we worship him tonight, as we turn to the word, and further as we turn to him in prayer. May the Lord richly bless you all who are listening online tonight. May the Lord be near to you and may you be blessed as you join with us, though not in person, in spirit this evening hour. Not unto us, Lord, not unto us, but unto thy name give glory. Let us pray. O gracious God, we come to thee, and we would humble ourselves before thee in thy presence. Our desire, as we have heard read there, is to give thee the glory. Not unto us, but unto thy name. Be glorified tonight. Be magnified, O Lord, we beseech thee, to cleanse us from our latest sins, we pray. We thank thee for a blessed Redeemer, our precious friend, and as we plead for forgiveness, we pray that thou would think on his finished work. O Lord, we draw near to thee, we come to worship thee, give us that strength to worship thee. O Lord, bless the preaching of thy word. The prayers of thy people, give strength in the pulpit, thou knowest, and in the pew as well. O Lord, hear us now. Be glorified tonight. Be with those unable to meet with us, may they know much of thy help and grace and thy presence. Hear us now for Christ's sake. All glory be to thee. Amen. We turn to our first praise, Psalm 61. Psalm 61, and we're going to hear sung from verse 1 through to verse 6. Psalm 61, verses 1 through to verse 6, and the tune is Salzburg. O God, give ear unto my cry, unto my prayer attend, from the utmost corner of the land, my cry to thee are sent.
Thank you.
If you would turn with me in the word of the Lord tonight to 1 Peter chapter 5. 1 Peter chapter 5, and we'll read verses 1 to 11. 1 Peter chapter 5, and we're going to read verses 1 through to verse 11. The elders which are among you, I exhort, who am also an elder and a witness of the sufferings of Christ, and also a partaker of the glory that shall be revealed. Feed the flock of God, which is among you, taking the oversight thereof not by constraint, but willingly, not for filthy lucre, but of a ready mind, neither as being lords over God's heritage, but being examples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd shall appear, ye shall receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away. Likewise, ye younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. Yea, all of you be subject one to another, and be clothed with humility. For God resisteth the proud, and giveth grace to the humble. Humble yourselves therefore under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary the devil is a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour, whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same affections are accomplished, afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. But the God of all grace, who have called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered for a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, settle you. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. I'd like us to turn tonight briefly to verse 7 of the chapter that has just been read. 1 Peter 5 and verse 7. Casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Dear congregation, turning to God is of vital importance each and every day. In life we face trials. New situations present themselves to us. And yet also we may be facing the burdens of yesterday. They often remain upon us. This world is not home. Home is where there is calm, wonderful joy, the absence of sorrow, and the freedom of sin. And most of all, our greatest friend is there in that place. His immediate presence is known, and those in glory take note of the love that beams forth from his eyes and the smile on his face. 3 years ago yesterday, I helped my mother to sit in a chair overlooking the lake in Stour Head. It was a lovely, crisp autumn afternoon, and the leaves on the trees were fantastic. The lake was like a mill pond, and the sun was shining. She looked out over the lake towards the trees, and particularly this tree with lovely orange yellow leaves. And she thought of heaven, or she told her daughter-in-law afterwards. She was thinking of heaven. A few months later, she was home after many a tear and much pain. She thought of heaven, now she sees heaven. What a lovely place. Oh, much more wonderful is heaven than Stour Head. Oh, we can think of heaven. But oh, yet, dear brothers and sisters, living in this world is still our appointment at this present time. And there is much to bring us low. Many afflictions can come. And as we face again another winter, particularly this year, there is the fear and the concern of the virus which continues to grip this nation and this world. How important it is then, again this evening hour, that we cast our care upon him. Casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Well, without any further introduction, I'd like us to consider briefly tonight, first of all, he careth for you. Secondly, place your care on him. Firstly, he careth for you. No one cares like the Lord our God. Yes, we may have certain ones who have a great concern and love and care for us, but no one cares like the Lord does. And let me illustrate this straight away by two things. Consider first of all his infinite love. Now he loves all in that way which is seen as general. And so he provides. In Deuteronomy 10 verse 18, he doth execute the judgment of the fatherless and widow and loveth the stranger in giving him food and raiment. What a God he is. Oh, that men, particularly at this time, would praise the Lord and recognize the hand of God. But then consider his love, which is seen as special towards his people. What love he has. The Father has such a love, an everlasting love. And so does the Son. And we think of the Son's love, particularly here upon earth. And then in Romans 15, we consider the Spirit's love. Consider the love of God displayed in your salvation, in the way he preserves, and so on. All we can say then, as we think of his love, he so cares for us. But then secondly, his mercy. And this too shows us how much he cares, and no one cares like him. Psalm 103 verse 13, like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him. For he knoweth our frame, he remembereth we are dust. Such a pity he has, an infinite pity towards his children. He knows our frame, he remembers we are but dust. Oh, such pity. It shows to us he has such a care, and no one cares like him. Casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. He has a care. He has an interest in you in a special way. Now, last Lord's Day, we considered how the Lord has given himself over to us to be our portion. Oh, what a caring God we have. He saw our need, and so he gave himself to be the He has such a concern over us. Oh, in a special way, he's interested in me and you. Is it not demonstrated by choosing you to salvation, supporting you, helping you in affliction? Oh, such a concern he has. He has this interest. You're upon his heart. He has such a care for you. He has a concern for your body and for your soul. It matters to him, your well-being. And so he continues to work all things together for your good. Such a care. He has a concern for our soul, but also our body. After death, there is still that care. The soul is cared for in heaven, in the immediate presence of Christ, and the body sleeps in Jesus. Such a care. Our whole person is united to Christ. Oh, does it not speak of his care? After death, our blessed Redeemer will have a concern over our soul, but also our body. He will keep his eye on us. He has such a concern. He never forgets. Now just note these words. For he careth for you. It's active, isn't it? He never forgets us. He's always caring. We can read this verse again and again. We can read it tonight again, tomorrow, month's time, however long the Lord spares us. And we can read these words and take comfort. He's still caring. It's active. He careth for you. He never forgets. Every moment he remembers me and you. In Isaiah 49 verse 14 we read, but Zion said, the Lord hath forsaken me, and my Lord hath forgotten me. Can a woman forget her sucking child, that she should not have compassion on the son of her womb? Yea, they may forget, yet will I not forget thee. Behold, I have graven thee upon the palms of my hands. Thy walls are continually before me. He does not forget. He looks at his hands constantly, and he sees us, our names there. He has such a care, such tender hands, such a tender heart for his people. You're cared for by God at this moment. And what a great comfort that is. What a father who cares for you. What a friend who sympathizes for you, over you. In Hebrews 4 verse 15 we read, "For we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin." What care? He's touched with the feeling of our infirmities. All the distresses and the trials we face, the infirmities, he's touched. Our blessed friend in the court of heaven is touched. Does it not speak volumes of his care? He's always touched. We have a father who cares, a friend who cares, and a comforter who cares, for he so loves us. And so in distress, the Holy Spirit will stir our soul and strengthen our faith to pray, Abba, Father. When you find yourselves praying, Abba, Father, oh, just stop and consider also the care of the Holy Spirit that has come and prompted you to pray, Abba, Father. He careth for thee. He cares. He cares all the time. Throughout the whole year. Throughout our whole lives. Particular words often strike me each year when I read them in Deuteronomy 11 verse 12. We think of the promised land, and it was said this: "A land which the Lord thy God careth for. The eyes of the Lord thy God are always upon it, from the beginning of the year even unto the end of the year." From the beginning to the end, the Lord's care over the promised land. They were going to the promised land, a land which the Lord had such a care for throughout the whole year. And that's a wonderful comfort, isn't it? The Lord, he cares for the land, the church, throughout the whole year, from the beginning and to the end of the year. This ongoing care. Every day, every moment, the people of God are so cared for in a special way. And you, dear child of God, you are cared for in this moment. If the Lord spares us, we have a number of months before the end of the year. Take comfort tonight. The Lord will continue to care. He will watch over you till the end of this year. The new year comes in the will of the Lord. He'll continue again, caring for you. You can be assured, can you not? He cares for you. And you can be encouraged to pray. And you can be encouraged to cast all your care upon him. You can place it on him because he cares for you. You know him to be true. You can approach him. You can go boldly to the throne of grace, knowing he has such a care. He welcomes you. Casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. He's able to help you, more than able. He's able to bear you. Those lovely words in Isaiah 46 verse 4, "And even to your old age I am he, and even to hoar hairs will I carry you. I have made and I will bear, even I will carry and will deliver you." He carries. I remember as a boy sometimes, my dad would pick me up and he would carry me. I remember one particular occasion, we were near London. There was this swimming area, an outdoor swimming area. It was in a lake, but there was a certain area cornered off, safe for swimming, so we thought. There were big holes in the lake unknown to us. And I began to fall down, and as I was going up, my dad came along, he picked me up. And he carried me. Oh, we have such a God who carries us. He's able to help. He's able to bear you. You can then turn to him. He cares for you. He walks alongside you in distress. and he's ready to pick you up when you're struggling. He careth for you. What a comfort I find these words tonight. He careth for me and for you. Well, this leads us now to consider secondly, placing your care on him. We can be assured he can help us, and we're encouraged to do what we now consider because he cares for us. Would we go to him if he was not a God of mercy? No. Would we go to him if he did not care? No. We wouldn't go to someone if they were aloof, didn't care. But God is near to us. He has such a care. We're encouraged to go and place our care on him. Well, secondly then, place your care on him. These words, verse 7, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Two words, care and casting. Care and casting. First of all, care. Casting all your care upon him. Anxiety, it can be translated as. We have our worries, don't we? Well, we're to take those worries, those cares, and cast them on the Lord. Now in Philippians 4 verse 6 we read, be careful for nothing. Be careful, be anxious for nothing. And what we consider there, dear brothers and sisters, is let us not distrust God. Now as we've considered, the believer will face many a trial in their life. There are times of great sorrow. When our hearts are overwhelmed, in a moment we're going to hear sung those lovely words in Psalm 143 and verse 3, when my spirit was overwhelmed within me, thou knewest my path. Psalm 142 verse 3 rather. Overwhelm, the overwhelming feeling. At the root of the Hebrew word, otaf, it means to shroud, to clothe. One is covered in sorrow, one is faint. There's this overwhelming. There's difficult times. There's inner pain. When one is cast down. So what is the apostle saying then? Be careful for nothing. Are we to be a people who have no concerns? No. For we read here, casting all your care upon him. Remember the apostle Paul had the care, the concern of all the churches. 2 Corinthians 11 verse 28. The care of all the churches. He had a concern, so do God's servants. Are we to be a people then who have no concerns? No. Are we never to cry, to weep? No, of course we are. It's right and proper that we are concerned about certain things and certain ones. We must not hold back the tears when we need to cry. What the Apostle Paul is saying there in Philippians is be careful for nothing. Avoid an immoderate concern or a sinful concern. Our Lord said in Matthew 6 verse 25, take no thought for your life, what you shall eat or what you should drink. You have your lawful concerns. Don't let it cross over to an immoderate concern. You're so taken up and you don't take it to the Lord in prayer. We will have our concerns. Our cares, we see that here, casting all your care, your anxiety, your worries. And so many have concerns. The Lord's people have concerns. A mother and their child. A mother may be concerned about the child. How's the child doing? How's the child growing? How's the child coping in the school or the college or in the workplace? A young person may have their care or anxiety about needing work. A husband and wife may have financial concerns. The boiler's gone wrong. The car has failed the MOT or has a serious problem. Others can be worried over next week at work and the situation they've been concerned about. How are they going to deal with that situation? Many are concerned about loved ones who are sick. They become ill. Maybe a wife or a husband is concerned about their marriage. Where was the love they once had or the happiness they once knew? Pastors have the concern about their flocks. On the list could go, there are concerns. There are their cares. But what are we to do with them? Well, firstly, as already mentioned, do not let them become immoderate. We have the answer to this here, casting all your care. Oh, do not let them become immoderate. No, you cast them on the Lord. And that leads us to consider secondly, do not hold on to them, but take them to the Lord. Yes, they may come back, but you present them to the Lord. It's easier said than done at times, isn't it? Many of us are so weak, others suffer from anxiety. And if you suffer from anxiety, I feel for you, and I'll continue to pray for you as a caring friend and as a caring pastor. There are these concerns, these cares. What are we to do? We're to cast them upon God. That's what we're to do. Casting. We're to place them. Don't hold on to them, but place them. Present them to the Lord and place them down at his feet. Bring them to his ear. Tell him. Roll it upon the Lord. Psalm 37 verse 5. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him and he shall bring it to pass. Are you doing that? Or are you taking it back now? Commit thy way. Roll it upon the Lord. Casting all your care. A child may be struggling doing their homework and goes to their parent. Can you help me? Some of my girls over the last few years did algebra. They would come to me. Do you understand this? And I'd have to say, no, I can't help you. But they came. Or we can go to one who can help us. Casting all your care upon him. I take the situation like Hezekiah and I spread it before the Lord. I take this concern, this care that's weighing down on my heart and I roll it upon thee, Lord. Think of a wife who's upset. She goes with her open arms to her beloved husband and tells him. The child who is struggling with tears in their eyes, runs to the father and to the mother. Oh, take the upset that is upon your heart and run to your heavenly father. Go to your beloved with open arms and tell him, place the care before him. He knows. But you place the care before him. He knows the trial you're going through. He cares for you. He's caring for you when you're becoming perplexed. He's caring for you before you take the concern and put it on him. He's caring. You go to him. Take the upset in your mind. Run to your heavenly Father. Take the trial in your heart. And with open arms embrace Jesus. What a friend you have. What a friend we have in Jesus. Wrote a son of old to his mother, all our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Can we find a friend so faithful who will all our sorrows share? In his arms he'll take and shield thee. Thou wilt find a solace there. You're perplexed about something? Go to him now. Are you doing it? Or are you musing over something? Go to him now. It's activity here, isn't it? Casting all your care upon him. Don't distrust him. One of the things I've learned over these last few weeks and months is to get down on my knees and spread it before the Lord and leave it with him. Yes, I'm only weak. I can take it back, as it were, but oh, it goes again to him. Casting all your care. He's such a friend. Oh, such a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. Just think of him. He's that loving friend, that loyal friend, that faithful friend, that listening friend, that helping friend, go to him. You go to him with your upset. Something on the horizon, something you weren't expecting, you go to him. Cast all your care. Just notice that word, all. He's the God of all comfort, the Father of mercy. So abundant is his mercy, you can cast all your care. His arms are so strong. He's able to bear you in every situation. And the whole church as a whole, cast it all then. He's able to help you in every trial. Cast all your care upon him, all of it. You may be thinking of certain concerns and cares you've got. Take it now to God. Will you not take it to God? He's able to carry you. He's able to bear you. Here's an invitation. Casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. It's what your God wants you to do. Let's do what he wants us to do. And that's cast all our care on him. Turn to the Lord now. He's waiting. Come, weary child of God. Come, you broken-hearted pastor. Come, you cast down after a long day at work. Come, you struggling mother, you are struggling. Come, says the Lord, place your concerns on me. I'm more than able to help you. Will you do it? You know, what a blessing it is. When we do it, I see some people, and I know they're not casting all their care on the Lord. They come in perplexed. Cast all your care on him. It's not easy, is it? And the Lord knows our frame, and we are but dust. He knows our sin, but he also knows our weakness. It's not easy, is it? But you go. You come, he said, you listening. Cast all your care upon him. These are precious words, aren't they? The Lord spares. I love to preach on these words again. And I'm open up further, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Well, here it is then. Let's tonight go to his feet. Turn into your heavenly Father. Draw near to your loving shepherd and pray for the Comforter to so assist you, to spread your hands heavenward. And may our hearts follow our hands as we present the care to him. Casting all your care upon him. And you know, when we begin to do it, something happens, doesn't it? We begin to calm. And we begin to trust God at that moment. Yes, I can bring it to thee. I can lay it down at thy feet. I know that thou art more than able to help me. So, Lord, I'm coming. I'm trusting. And I'm thanking thee that thou art able to support me and to bear my burdens. May the Lord bless you, and may the Lord bless his word. Let us pray. Oh, gracious God, we thank thee for these words. And we at this very moment would bring all our concerns and cares to thee. We would spread them like Hezekiah of old before thee. We would lay them down at thy feet. Oh, Lord, we thank thee that thou art a God who cares for us. What comfort that there is in these words. And may we know more of the comfort tonight. And if we struggle again in the morning, bring these words home to us. Lord, we are encouraged. Thou art waiting. Thou dost already know the trials we face, the concerns we face. Thou dost know, but thou art waiting for thy children to come and pour out their hearts into thine ear. Oh, Lordly, we love these words. for it reminds us of how loving and compassionate thou art, and thou art able to help us. O Lord, we bring our concerns, we bring our cares, and we trust in thee. Blessed be thy name, for Christ's sake. Amen. We're going to have an extra psalm tonight, and so we turn to our second psalm, Psalm 143. After this psalm, we'll have a little time of prayer. Psalm 143, verses 6 through to verse 8. I did ask one of the ladies how to pronounce this tune just before, but I've forgotten. So we're just going to hear this lovely tune, which is going to be sung to us. Psalm 143, the second version, verses 6 to 8. Though I do stretch my hands to thee, my help alone. Psalm 143, verses 6 through to verse 8. Moments we're going to have a time of prayer. May the Lord richly bless you, those of you who have been listening on tonight. May the Lord continue to help you, and may you be helped to cast all your concerns, all your cares upon him. May the Lord richly bless you this night. Be assured of our love and prayers for you.